What if privilege puts you first in line, not for blessing, but for judgment? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying Romans chapter 2. And Paul ends Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, with a sobering phrase, the Jew first, and then also the Greek. For centuries, this was misunderstood as favoritism, but Paul means the opposite. Those with the greatest access to truth will be first held accountable to it. Privilege does not insulate, it intensifies responsibility. Those who had the law, the promises, the prophets, the worship, those were first in line for evaluation. And the same principle applies today. Those raised around scripture and churches and sermons and gospel clarity, they won't receive a pass, they will receive scrutiny. But here's the beauty of grace. The same order applies to salvation. Those most exposed to truth are also most invited to respond to it. God places light near us, not to condemn us, but to call us. Whether you grew up saturated in Christian influence or starved of it entirely, the invitation is the same. Christ stands ready. Righteousness is available. Mercy is real. And the question is not really where you started, but how you respond right now. Would you pray this with me today? God of grace, let the light that you've given me lead me to humility, repentance, and faith in Christ alone. Here are two peoples that you can pray for. Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania, and the French African LifeWord broadcast for the people of Mali, Mauritius, Benin, Cameroon, Republic of the Congo, and Togo.